My name is Jacqueline Watson. I am co-chair with my fabulous partner in crime, Michelle Sainz-Rodriguez. We are co-chairs of the annual conference, and it's so nice to see everyone. I see so many friendly faces out there, and two up here. Wonderful. Our lunch presentation is really important. This was something that we really wanted to make sure that everyone here is aware of, because this is an issue that has gone, I think, under the radar for a lot of us. We are joined here by the chair of the Immigration and Nationality Section of the State Bar of Texas, Ms. Teresa Coles Davila, and the immediate past chair of the Immigration and Nationality Section of the State Bar of Texas, Mr. Roy Petty, my two dear friends I've known for a very long time. Teresa is in San Antonio, sole practitioner. She is an expert at what she does. She is board certified in immigration and nationality law, and so is Roy Petty. They clearly have similar paths in life. Roy is from Dallas, practicing out there, and he is a federal litigator. And Teresa does everything under the sun that has anything to do with immigration law. And so I can't think of two people more qualified to talk about this. I also know George Rodriguez has also been very active in this issue, and so please enlighten us and let us know what is going on with the proposed Texas paraprofessional licensing update. That's a word that was definitely created just for this, I imagine. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jackie. And thank you for inviting us to present today. I want to make a point that as the chair and the immediate past chair, we do not have an official position on this topic. Our section also does not have an official position on this topic. We are here to present information to you so that you can be aware of what is going on with the Supreme Court of Texas and the Texas Equal Access to Justice Commission. Once it's open for comment, and questions, we hope that all of you will participate and give your comments and your opinions and make contact with the State Bar, with the Supreme Court of Texas, and the Texas Equal Access to Justice Commission. And with that, I'll let Roy start putting this into context for us, and then we'll explain why we're here.
Well, before I put it in context, I would like to say that Teresa and I threw out our entire presentation about an hour ago because of some new information that just came out of Austin about an hour ago. So I think all of you are going to be the first ones to hear about this new information. And we're going to be fumbling through our notes that are now handwritten notes instead of our beautifully typed notes that we started off with. Now, I'd like to put this in context, and then I'd like to talk about the premise of the two proposals. And I'm sure that everyone here has heard about the two proposals by the Texas Supreme Court. Why are people saying no? I mean, the State Bar sent out an email to November. Probably half of you got that. That was November of last year. And I know I was expecting that email, and when I read that email, I had no idea that that was the email that I was expecting until I got a call from someone else who told me that's the email. So I'd like to talk about the context of the proposals and the premise for the proposals. The Texas Supreme Court has stated that it's concerned that low-income Texans do not have adequate access to legal services. And Texas last tried to quantify what they call the access to justice gap back in 2013 with a survey that was conducted by UT San Antonio. And that survey was about who needs legal services in Texas and who cannot afford legal services in Texas. And I want to start off by talking about that 2013 survey. UT surveyed 630 households in Texas, and there was a significant number of low-income Texans who stated that they needed legal services, but they could not afford attorneys. I went through the statistics of those 630 households that were surveyed. Four households said that they had an immigration need, and of those four households that had an immigration need, three of those households met that immigration need through either an accredited agency or through an attorney. So fast forward a decade later, and what you're going to be hearing about is the access to justice crisis in Texas, and that's what we're talking about today. So rather than rely on that older survey, the Texas Supreme Court and the Texas Access to Justice Commission,